Welcome to part two, Mindset Keys. Here are some guiding phrases to help you on your journey to putting this into action. Part two is going to be very quick. The idea is that we're just giving you some things to do. Also, this is you.
Yeah, I know. Feel free to screenshot if one of these resonates.
Oh, wow.
Just things to keep in mind.
Also the budget. We spent all of the budget on the coaching session right here.
There is a transition budget.
Just get ready for it.
Transition that I found.
Yeah.
So your first mindset key is to remember that specificity is magnetizing. So the more specific that you can get in who your business is serving, the stronger your magnet will be to attract those people. I'm not saying you always need a super strong magnet. This is the general versus niche conversation. But like for us, we want to make our magnet more magnetizing this year. So we're going to be more specific in who we're talking to.
Yeah, here it comes. I'm not even going to tell you how much we spent on that. Not even going to tell you.
It's a new animation that I found and I
like it. It's free. It's in Keynote. We didn't spend it. Yeah, it's just silly. It's a silly bit that I do.
Key number two, clarity for you is not the same as clarity for your customer. So go that extra step to turn your clear foundation into communication for your potential customer. Repeat these key components on your website, on your social posts, on your sales page, on your emails, to the point where you probably feel like you've said it a million times, so that your audience understands every crucial piece of your brand story. This to me is where we kind of fell short, is like we took a couple little bits and we kind of ran with those and we put those, but we didn't always update it. Like every time our clarity was updated, we didn't always update everything else.
True.
So I think that's what we could do a better job of.
All right. Key number three, a wrong step forward is better than standing still. Come up with a strong direction to head in. Coming up with a strong direction to head in doesn't mean you can't change course down the road. We believe in choosing boldly, and this moment will give you momentum. It will give you a tailwind propelling you toward action. Action, any action is going to help you get farther than moving in circles, wondering which direction is the right one. This would also be done is better than perfect is very much in this line.
I'm talking to my perfectionists out there. I'm talking to my overthinkers out there.
Yes.
I'm talking to my optimizers out there. I know you don't want to make the wrong decision, but the wrong decision is the one where you make no decision.
I'm a completionist. Yes. Way to bring it back to me. Love
That's
it.
That's right.
Present.
Present.
Key number four. This is, Carol gets credit for this one. Growing your numbers starts with knowing.
I don't think I came up with that. So there can't be I came up with that. But anyway, love this one. I love a rhyme.
If you really want to bring your financial goals into reality, it begins with confronting reality now. Make it a point to know your expenses, your debt, your sales numbers, even your time spent. You can't solve for something you aren't first willing to see. This takes us back to 2013, Jason and Caroline, who did not log in to check their bank accounts every 6 months because we were afraid of the things we would find.
I didn't like how it felt.
And it was, this is what kept us in debt. This is what kept us from moving forward, is that we never confronted the reality of these numbers. And I will speak for myself. We would make a budget and one of us would not stick to it. And I don't know who that was. I don't know who eats the cookies all the time. Who's doing that?
And I also want to say numbers also goes not just for money, but like this is checking in on your traffic or every once in a while, checking in on your email signups every once in a while. Like if you don't see it, it's hard to know how you can improve it.
Yeah.
So growing your numbers starts with knowing your numbers.
Yeah.
Boom. One more budget transition.
Woo!
And our final mindset key comes from our Wayne Cobrand mints. Mm-hmm. If you missed that newsletter series.
Those are the stickers.
And this one is just one we come back to all the time, which is just embrace enough. For you, right? So set your financial goals based on what you want for your life, not some arbitrary number that you think will bring happiness. You will be more motivated when you know that number means something tangible in your daily life. So I highly recommend, if you don't know what that goal number is that you're aiming for, dig into those scuba dive deeper resources for your enough number and really connect the number that you're aiming for to why, your deeper why.
Yeah. Part three, steps. So how can you use this information to improve your business? We'll give you exact action steps to make it happen here. So the action steps are going to help you know what to do to need to apply this to your business. I thought we already said that. They come in two different formats. So you have build and you have optimize. Use the build checklist if you're still building on our spotlight session topic. Use optimize checklist if you have already created the foundation of our spotlight session topic, but now you know you're ready to improve it. So we would be in the optimize.
This will come into handy much more in future sessions where like if it's an email list building section, you're going to have an action list for like, I don't have an email list started, right? Like that's going to be a different action list than someone who has been, you know, talking to their list for 3 years and now they need different tips for optimizing. So that is just to make sure that everything is applicable to everyone where they are.
Yeah. And so this month, the list is really the same. It's built in and optimized at the same time. So you're going to define the four Qs or the seven key pieces of your brand story. Make sure you pick out that mushroom. You're going to use the checklist to make a list of where to update your communications with this new clarity. You're going to define your number and your enough number. For those of you who've been hiding from your numbers, like we used to, it's time to take those numbers into your own little hands and understand how you can change them. Also, I say little hands, my hands are gigantic. So I get to say everybody has little hands compared to mine.
That's our hand difference.
Yeah. Know your offer math, how many sales you need to hit your goals, loosely plan the dates of your sales pushes this year. Those are your steps. So the deep dive recap here, if you want to turn the snorkel into a deep dive scuba party, here are the resources that we mentioned throughout the entire explainer section. So we have the four Qs foundation and brand story. You can find this in Better Branding Course. The four Qs welcome coaching session, which is the very first session we ever recorded, which is just a short one, or in our unsolved businesses. Our number and enough financial goals, as a reminder, Reflect and Project 2.0. Thank you to those of you who are here live who said that you love the Reflect and Project. I'd like to hear that. Budgeting for debt payoff, really good session because that's exactly our plan that we used to pay down our over $100,000 in debt. And it didn't happen in 1 year. It didn't happen overnight. It happened over multiple years. And our enough article, which also many of you said you continue to send to people, which we really appreciate.
Yes. All of these are actually at the bottom of the Notion workbook with handy dandy links. So you can just pop right over.
The deep dives when we're doing these spotlight sessions will always be referenced in the workbook so that you can find them on the coaching page. We will also list them out on the replay page so you can find them as well. But if you're here live, you just get to like know that they exist, which
also
is
something. One of our big goals just for WAME in general this year was to do a better job of communicating all the things that you have access to inside of WAME. So this is part of that.
Is there a direct place that you would recommend LC to go to figure out? Actually, LC, will you drop that as a Q&A question? Use the Q&A box. We'll come back to it.
All right.
We got to stay on time here. Okay, let's get into part four.
All right.
Carol's going to take it from here because this is where she lives.
Now, before we get into the Notion execution of all this foundation, knowing what to do is only half the battle. And we did that already, but having a reliable system to make it happen is the other half. And again, we're trying to lean everything more towards action this year as well and really dive deeper into like, how do you implement these things into your business? But the most important thing I want you to take away from this is that your system does not have to be Notion, okay? So your tool of choice is totally up to you and completely dependent on however your brain works. It could be anything. Notion has transformed how we organize our business, and it was a huge, huge turning point for our ability to be able to create more and stay on top of the things that we wanted to do. And that's why we want to share our processes as a means of providing the most value. We think that going deep on a specific tool that we have experience with is overall going to be more valuable than just trying to be very vague and cover all tools.
Yep.
But you can still totally apply the concepts of what we're going to share, whether you're using Google Docs or a physical planner or Post-its, like whatever your system of choice is, the tool itself matters so much less than the fact that you have a system that you use, okay? So anytime I say Notion, I want you to replace it with the tool that you have and just go, whatever Caroline's recommending I do in Notion, how can I do it with the tools that I like to use for my business?
Yep.
So going over the business foundation, we highly recommend saving all of those brand story bits in one place. So consider keeping your answers to those four Qs in one place, preferably somewhere that you'll be able to check back in on it as regularly as you complete projects. So inside of the Notion starter pack, we actually have this page, My Biz Dashboard, and it has the four Qs. It's a version of it that doesn't have all seven bits, but something easy that you could do is just go to the Spotlight Sessions workbook and turn all those seven answers that you fill out into either, you could just drag them right into your biz dashboard or wherever you kind of keep like all of your business stuff at a glance. Highly recommend creating some type of overview of your business page.
Yep.
So whether you do that in your planner, whether you do that on a poster board in your home office, put it all in one place where you can come back to it regularly. So that's important for like implementing all of this. Now, when it comes to your financial goals, your number, your enough number, we use a simple database to break down our monthly goal number into expenses, living expenses, like all the categories. And you're going to do that differently. But we do a little database so that we can actually see every time that we update the or adjust the number. We can always see like, oh, what did we set it before and why? And so we'll make notes and we'll say like, okay, our WAME affiliate cost is going to go up, which means our taxes is going to go up because we're making more money now, like all those different things. Or like, oh, we're saving for a house now, which we'll talk about in field notes. Like our financial goals are going to change based on our life goals, and being able to update the number, I think, is really cool. And I'll use Notion databases for that. Again, a version of this exists in your Spotlight workbook.
Yeah. And I also love that we put it next to your number and your enough number right next to each other. So you could clearly be able to say, like, okay, I'm at my number right now, but I also see where I want to get. And like, the bridge to get there is not so far. Now that I'm actually seeing it, it doesn't feel so difficult to achieve.
And by the way, you could put that database of your enough number into your biz dashboard.
Yeah.
And you can use synced blocks in Notion to include it in your financial dashboard. I use synced blocks all the time now for like my weekly planning. So if you create a block that's like my goals for the year with my business, put it in your weekly planning, wherever you do weekly or monthly planning, and it always gets fed back to you no matter where you update it. So that you're always reminded on what you're aiming for. When it comes to projections, okay, for a second, this is for like Notion nerds who want to go deeper. This is like a little bit more advanced. Okay. If you don't use Notion, or if you're just kind of like getting
involved,
you should maybe leave.
I should leave, because I'm like all of you who are saying like, Notion, I'm not a big, like, I also, like, I just use it because Caroline has set it up for us. But like, if it were up to me, I would just write everything on paper. And
sometimes I like to include things that are like really how I use Notion, in case for some of you that have been using it for years and really want to know. So this is a new thing we added to our Notion. We added a WAME projections database. Okay. Yeah. So this is for us to project out our revenue for the coming year. And so our revenue projections have four pieces that we need to account for: payments from past sales of WAME Unlimited, right? Yeah. Because we have payment plans. So we need to go like, okay, someone who joined in the fall launch, we need to account for their payments for the next, 20 months coming in. That's new revenue from our fall and spring launches. We have high goals for the sales goals, and we have low goals for those launches. Revenue from mini launch experiments. We'll talk about that more. Okay. And then finally, revenue from our email funnel that still does run in the background as well.
So it's a little bit difficult for us because there's a lot of different moving parts, but yours might be really easy, where it's just like upcoming sales of my course, and just have like high and low goals.
Yep. Also, thanks to all of you who have been using the Notion Starter Pack.
That's
very great. Okay, so how do we actually do this? We create the WAME projections database, and then we create a relation to our WAME buyers database. And that is where we track every new buyer that comes into WAME. Jason had this great idea the other day of things that people would probably be surprised that we do in our business. Yeah. And one of them is that Jason manually logs every new buyer in this database.
Not only every new buyer.
And every new payment.
Every payment that comes through.
Yeah, but what we like about logging things manually is that it forces you to be aware of your numbers.
It's also a great backup too, because like our membership plugin for some reason like doesn't talk to Stripe or PayPal, because PayPal is just a dumpster fire. So this is great to have this as a backup.
Yep. So let's say this was a new buyer, we'll say what, the price is, whatever the price of their payment plan is. So you can see there's one that's 400 as well, depending on the payment plan. And then Jason will also type in how many payments. So if you're on the 20 payment plan versus the 5 payment plan. And then we have a formula that basically calculates the date of the final payment for WAME, right? And what that enables us to do is this particular new WAMER, we can see they're on the 20 payment plan, their first payment will be December 2022, which is when they bought. Their last payment will be July 2024. And so what that does is, in this little relation property, I'm basically telling Notion, account for this $100 payment for the next 20 months, these months.
Yep.
And it relates over to our months in our projections database. So for example, this person, that you can see there, it's 20 linked pages all the way from December 2022, all the way through July 2024, 20 different months. And that basically allows me to roll up into our projections database and say, okay, add up everyone's $100 payments that are coming through in January 2022. And that number is going to be $29,000 in revenue of just past payments, right? And so—
But I also think, like, just very quickly,
yep,
if you have a keen eye and you look at this, like, this is the good and bad thing about our business model in doing a lifetime pricing model. If we were to bring in no new customers to WAME, you would see that by the end of this year, our revenue would drop considerably, almost by 75%. So for our business to continue to be healthy and to have revenue, we have to continue to get new members, and we're okay with that. That's a decision that we're okay to make, because we love offering the lifetime pricing model. So, but it's just really helpful when you identify it like this, because you can be in a really good month but you're not thinking about the long term of how that actually is going to pan out. So for those of you who use payment plans, this is also something for you that would be helpful. If you have payment plans of 6 to 12 months, that's great in theory. But once you get to that 12 months, then you have to bring in more customers because your revenue is going to drop.
Exactly. So you could do this with your client cash flow. You could create a projections database with months of the year and then clients and have a relation property between those two. And that way you'd be able to log every payment from your client. So you can, again, just manage cash flow, but you won't have to do this automatically in this way. Sorry. Also, I wanted to point out that we have then in this database, now that we know what money is coming in, we can play around with new revenue added. So play around with our offer math, with our launches. And so that's where we do this. We use this table, same table, WAM projections table. We have columns for each of the sales for our launches. So for example, this is our March 2023. Our low goal is 120 new WAMers, 90 of the 100 payment plan, 30 of the 400 payment plan. And so you can see we're just like logging that across the 20 months and across the 5 month payment plans.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I really hope this is interesting for those of you who like, we went through the offer math and you're like, oh, okay, like these are nice, like fictitious numbers. Like these are our real numbers. Like we're not sharing like hypotheticals with you. Like this is, we did this work a couple of weeks ago and now we're sharing like the reality of like what we went through to show you like our own business.
And we, all these exercises we tell you about, we use. And so again, you're going to log that for us. We log that across 20 months and we log the other payment plan across 5 months. And we play around with those numbers. We have separate columns for our low goals and our high goals so that we can see what does it do to our revenue added if we go from 120 new WAMers to 150, what does that do? And so being able to play around with those numbers is key. And then how does that factor into our overall enough number and does that get us there? So no need to overcomplicate this though. If you don't want to do all of that math and do all of that like automatic things, there's just a simple version in your workbook that's just projections by offer and nothing automatic is happening. You're just going to enter the revenue number per month so that you can see the totals added up.